Hello and welcome to DNA Today. I'm your host, Kira Dineen. DNA Today informs you on what's happening in the genetic world. The show's packed with news stories and lessons, all to keep you updated and educated on the ever-changing world of genetics. You can tune in every Monday at 11:30 a.m. to hear me live on WHUS.org or the radio 91.7 FM. Today's show is all about the Obama's new personalized medicine research program proposed to Congress. So I'm going to get into all the highlights that he talked about, all the different organizations that are contributing to this effort, and how it's all being broken down. But before I do that, I want to remind everyone it's podcast award season, and I'm trying to get DNA Today nominated for the PCAs. So if you'd like to help, you can go to podcastawards.com, scroll down on the left column of the boxes to general. It's about halfway on the page. Type in the name of the show, which is DNA Today. And when they ask for the website, you can type in dnapodcast.com. Then just type your name, email in, make a comment if you're feeling really generous, and then click submit. If the show does get nominated, I'll let you guys know when voting begins. So again, that's podcastawards.com, the general category for DNA Today, dnapodcast.com. All right, well, a lot to cover today. All on one topic, though. Usually I'm doing multiple news stories, and today I read about the new Obama initiative, and I was like, you know what? This is something really important. I want to dedicate the entire episode to it. So back, I don't know if you guys remember, but the Human Genome Project was a big deal. And scientists who mapped the Human Genome Project have been waiting almost a dozen years to do something with all of their findings. And obviously they've been doing some stuff, but now the next big opportunity has arrived. President Barack Obama opposed a research program to Congress on January 30th, 2015, so just a couple days ago, and it's called the Precision Medicine Initiative. And it is described on the White House website as, quote, a bold new research effort to revolutionize how we improve health and treat disease. So it has a $215 million investment in the president's 2016 budget and is looking to be launched next fall. Now, the Precision Medicine Initiative will pioneer a new model of patient-powered research geared towards accelerating the biomedical discoveries and provide clinicians with new tools, knowledge, and therapies to select which treatments work best for which patients. Because not everything works for everyone, and that's something that I really want to talk about today and really get that point across that one treatment isn't going to cure everybody. Or even treat everybody. Now, previously on the show, I have talked about this idea of personalized medicine and how this is becoming a reality in our world, that we have patients' treatments be more personalized towards their specific symptoms and their genetics compared to what others may have of the same disease. That, you know, if you have ovarian cancer and someone else has ovarian cancer, that doesn't mean that you're going to have the same kind of reaction to the same treatments and medicines and cures. So a problem of our health system is currently facing is that the treatment of too much of a one-size-fits-all approach. So this is precisely what Obama is proposing, to fund data-driven initiative focused on individual makeup rather than what treatment works for the average patient. It's really about personalizing. Now, even though one form of medicine may work for one group of people, it doesn't mean it's going to work for all people, even if they have the same disease. And there are other factors. I mentioned genetics. There's also their environment and their lifestyle. These all play critical roles in how treatments are really affecting them. And these can affect the disease makeup of people, different in having different experiences. And precision medicine allows health professionals to have a better understanding how these factors that I mentioned, again, genetics, environment, lifestyles, and more than that, how these factors affect the disease or condition and helping them predict which medications will work better for which people. Now, there's already personalized medicine out there. This isn't a brand new thing. It's just kind of new in the focus of kind of the healthcare system. So it's tailoring the treatment of specific characteristics of individuals, such as person's genetic makeup, genetic profile of an individual's tumor. So it's not just the person overall. It's really even getting down to the genetics of the tumor, because cancer, sometimes things go awry, and so it's a little bit different than the other cells in your body. And cancer is a perfect example of this, as cancer can differ greatly between people, even if it's the same type of cancer, like I was saying, ovarian cancer, for instance. And this is why breast, lung, and other cancers will have molecular testing done routinely so their doctors can choose treatments that are best fit for them. So they're having these molecular tests done so that doctors can see, all right, this is where you're at, and these are the treatments that kind of are best paired with this to really fight that. And they're choosing these treatments to see which have the higher, improve the chance of surviving, as well as reducing negative side effects. And personalized medicine is only just the beginning, and the Precision Medicine Initiative is going to be a catalyst in helping the field develop further. So Obama recognized that this must be a national effort, that, you know, select research organizations, if they're kind of doing this, it's not enough. Obama's really pushing this on a national level. saying, quote, the Precision Medicine Initiative will leverage advances in genomics, emerging methods for managing and analyzing large data sets while protecting privacy and health information technology to accelerate the biomedical discoveries. And a million or more Americans will be engaged through this new initiative to volunteer their health data for research, which is amazing. A million or more Americans. So all of this data is going to be available. And I think that is one of the biggest things in this, because you need to have this data in order to come up with treatments and different types of treatments. So this data is really big, and I'll definitely be mentioning that a lot on the show today. So I want to break it down, the key investments to launch this precision medicine initiative. So Obama's 2016 budget will provide, again, $215 million investment for the National Institutes of Health, NIH, together with the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the Office of National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, the ONC, all to support this effort. So those are the three key players in this. So here's the breakdown financially. $130 million to the NIH to develop a national research team to round up a million-plus volunteers, and these volunteers will be the ones giving samples for data collection. They'll be aiding in the establishment of new method of research through engaged participants and open, responsible data sharing. The second one is a $70 million to the National Cancer Institute, NCI, which is a part of NIH. And this is to scale up efforts to identify genomic drivers in cancer and apply that knowledge in development of more effective approaches to cancer treatment. So it's really looking at more of the research side of things. $10 million to the FDA to acquire additional expertise and advance in the development of high-quality curated databases to support the regulatory structure that needs to advance in order for the innovation in precision medicine and protect public health. So all this information needs to be, you know, needs to be private. It can't be, you know, people's names attached to it. But all of the information does need to be open to the public. So it's kind of that balance of figuring out that security level in order for all of this to happen. Then there's $5 million to the Office of National Coordination for Health Information Technology. And this is to support the development of different standards and requirements that address the privacy and enable secure changes of data across systems. So very similar to kind of what the FDA is doing, but both causes are going to be contributing to this. So what are the specific objectives of the Precision Medicine Initiative? We're talking about having more data. We're talking about making sure it's private. What else is on this? So I mentioned a little bit before, more and better treatments for cancer. The Precision Medicine Initiative will fuel more research of cancer in the field by looking closely at genetics that contribute to cancer. Really focusing on this one. And the information will not be kept secret, but shared in an open source system called the Cancer Knowledge Network, which is kind of a good name for it. It's good. And this allows for the public to see it along with other scientists. And this has a huge potential to have this just open and available, that research has changed, you know, back you know, maybe when the structure of DNA was discovered. Everything was pretty open. The scientists felt comfortable sharing ideas with each other and what their research was doing. And this was because they kind of had this fair play thing going on where they were like, well, if I'm working on this, you're not going to steal anything from me. And that's changed. The way that scientists interact is a little bit more hesitant, that people aren't, scientists and researchers aren't going to just kind of talk about what they're researching. They kind of keep that information to themselves. And once it's published, then they will talk about it. But they don't want anyone stealing their ideas. So this is kind of a big change in the field of research. Another specific objective is the creation of a voluntary national research cohort. And the NIH will be leading this patient-powered research with, again, over a million Americans as volunteers. And the type of data that the patients will be adding to include medical records, profiles of patients' genes, their chemical makeup, and microorganisms in and on the body, environment and lifestyle data, patient-generated information, and personal device and sensor data. So lots of different types that are happening. So it's not like they're getting one thing from a million people. They're really getting a lot of information from a million people. Million or plus. So this is not to say that they are starting from scratch, though. They are building upon existing research. And having the data be available to other scientists can help inspire them to contribute to the research efforts. Now, the more minds that are thinking and actively working on the problem and issues of personalized medicine and how this hasn't really, like, gotten the ball rolling yet, the more chance that we're going to have new advances by having more scientists working on it. Another big objective is commitment to protecting privacy. In order to do this, Obama has called for multiple levels of security to ensure the privacy of patients. So responding to privacy and security concerns raised over the collection of the mass data, the White House officials have said that the Department of Health and Human Services, helped by other federal agencies, would gather input from patient group, bioethics, privacy, and civil liberties advocates, and other experts. So they're gathering this data, but also keeping it very confidential. Another objective is the regulatory modernization, and there may be changes that need to be made in order for all this research to be efficient and successful, that legislation may need to change. And there has been different legislation changes that are kind of controlling the field of genetics. And as part of this effort, the FDA will develop a new approach for evaluating next-generation sequencing technologies. And these are tests that rapidly sequence large segments of a person's DNA, or even their entire genome in some cases. I've mentioned other research where the entire genome has been sequenced of people to look at disorders, the one of the Inuits that I mentioned last episode, and then other things, next-generation sequencing. It's just a part of their DNA. So this will enhance our knowledge about which genetic tests are vital for patient care and which are not so important. So it's going to support more development in genetic sequencing technologies, which is huge. Another one, the last one, is the public-private partnerships. So to kick off this new initiative, the Obama administration will be developing relationships with current research organizations in order to expand cancer genomics, as well as a million of volunteer Americans. The foundation of this initiative will be laid down by academic medical centers, research foundations, privacy experts, medical ethicists, and medical productive innovators. So they're really laying down the foundation of developing new approaches to patient participation and empowerment. The public-private partnership is more important as it allows patients to have access to their own health data. And this puts the patients in more control of their own health and can empower them to purpose to go after treatments and answers for their conditions and diseases, that having that information in their own hands, they can really go to doctors and say, well, I know this, like, where can I go from here? And it kind of speeds along the process and allows them to be educated about their own bodies. And this plan would give scientists access to genetic and medical information for about 1 million American volunteers. I know I keep saying this, but it's kind of blowing my mind that it's a million American volunteers. And this is a huge advance in available databases for information for researchers to have access to use. Instead of research organizations having to find their own data, and, you know, they have to identify people to volunteer information, gather the data, organize the data, all of that can be skipped, and they can use this data to then just start on the next phase in their research development. So instead of collecting all this data, they can say, all right, we're just going to take this data and run with it now. So it's really going to save a lot of time, I think, in the research process for a lot of research organizations that are focused on personal medicine. And knowing what makes patients unique through the variations in their DNA will allow doctors to not only be able to identify whether patients are likely to get a particular disease or condition, they're helping them prevent it. They're pinpointing which treatments will work, and if you can identify in your genes that, hey, you're predisposed to this, maybe you'll live your life a little bit differently. You know, if you're predisposed to heart disease, maybe you won't go to McDonald's as much, or maybe you'll work out a little bit more and keep your weight down. So it really can affect a lot of different things. So this is obviously huge. Obama's proposing this new initiative, and so quite a lot of people have commented on this. So I kind of want to mention what they are thinking and how they're contributing to everything that's happening, and what they think how this is going to really affect research and the biomedical industry. So Dr. Margaret Hamburg, commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, said Thursday in a call with reporters that Precision Medicine Initiative, quote, comes at a critical moment in time when we have a huge opportunity before us. And this is kind of how I kicked off the show. I said that the Human Genome Project was, you know, done like 12 years ago, and this is kind of the next big opportunity to use a lot of that information to bring it to the next level, to take treatment and our healthcare system and really change it. Dr. Francis Collins, who's the director of the U.S. National Institute of Health, NIH, will be heading this ambitious venture. And he told the New York Times the goal is to help physicians determine the best treatments for specific patients. Dr. Francis Collins explained to the Associated Press, the aim of the Precision Medicine Initiative is to, quote, harness the power of science to find individualized health solutions. It will dramatically advance our knowledge of disease. He continued to express how the growth affordability of genomic sequencing combined with advances in computer-powered medicine have made it possible to tackle this approach on a really large scale. cancer is not only specified in the initiative because of its progress and death rates, but because research already have made strides in this area with regards to precision medicine in recent years, too. It's not just like this is a brand new concept that this has been happening, but Obama's really pushing this to go on a national level and really have this be the way that treatment is going to be done in the future. And scientists hope to develop, I'm going to quote Dr. Francis again, saying, Dr. Francis Collins, saying, quote, a deeper understanding of cancers and their unique identities. Joe Handelsman, the associate director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, also commented to the Times, quote, we do not envision this as being a biobank, which would suggest a single repository for all data of or all the samples. There are existing cohorts around the country that have already been started and have rich sources of data. The challenge in this initiative is to link them together and fill in the gaps. A game changer that holds the potential to revolutionize how we approach health in this country and around the world. Patients with breast, lung, and other cancers routinely undergo molecular tests as part of their care. And that's something I mentioned before. And he's really saying that we're not starting new. That's something I really want to push, that this isn't like, okay, we're just going to start this new bank of information. The initiative here is that we're taking the data that already exists and really linking it all together, having it available to the public, having it available to scientists and researchers to expand this knowledge, to apply this knowledge to treatments and cures so that we can really push this and have treatments and cures available. And obviously they're going to be adding to this, but I think they're making it more of a dynamic thing. It's not just kind of a stagnant database that it's always going to be adding to. And I don't know this, but maybe, if not now, in the future, I would imagine that researchers could add their own information in that, you know, there'd be a check policy, make sure that everything's going in there is legit, but that possibly researchers could be adding to. So it'd kind of be like a Web 2.0 website where you have availability for users to upload information so that it's kind of a Wikipedia of all information, but hopefully a little bit more secure than that. And there are options for personalized medicine currently out there, I mentioned before. One option is the Center for Individualized Medicine at the Mayo Clinic, and they offer genomic testing to patients to personalize care. So they accept patients with advanced cancer, rare diseases thought to have genetic origins, and that's according to their website. So you can check that out and see what they offer and kind of what in personalized medicine is already out there, already being done. So thinking about the financial aspect of the healthcare system, that's changing so much with Obamacare. And so Obama's really attacking healthcare on two sides. You know, he's changed the financial aspect, but he's also changing how we treat people in the healthcare system. And obviously this is just the beginning. Nothing has changed overnight, but he's really kind of getting the ball rolling on this. It's really another aspect of the healthcare system that really is changing due to him. And he's at the forefront of changing the legislation of the method that we approach treatments by disease and by being more personalized, more efficient, and more educated on that. I think those are the three main things that we want to be more educated. We want to be more efficient with these treatments that, you know, if you're a patient and you're trying medication after medication, that maybe if we just take a little bit more time to look at what would work best with your body and what kind of condition you have and the kind of lifestyle you lead and saying, all right, this is going to be the best for you. The current way of approaching uses trial and error, a process that can be frustrating and time-consuming, expensive for patients, and they're undergoing many methods of treatment without results or with difficult side effects for months, years. And with information about their DNA, they're likely to, you know, have that information in electronic medical record, and scientists envision that doctors will be able to more easily determine the cures that might work based on the information that's already there, that you'll walk into the doctor's office and instead of them, you know, asking a lot of questions and saying, well, you know, you answer the same questions every time, that, you know, maybe this will be a little bit more efficient, that these answers are going to follow you around in this electronic medical record, and that, you know, you'll have certain maybe gene sequence in there so that and the results would be in there for the doctors, that they're able to kind of research that and see which is working the best. And the Obamas are both very focused on precision medicine. A medical student who benefited from precision medicine to treat his cystic fibrosis was invited to sit with Michelle Obama during President Obama's address. And so that's kind of cool to see that, you know, they really are invested in this and really want to make a big change. It's also worth noting that this isn't the first time Obama has made personalized medicine a priority. back in 2006, he was still in the Senate. He introduced the Genomics and Personalized Medicine Act, which called for accelerating research in genetics and personalized medicine. He introduced the bill again in 2007, but it never passed. Some say he reintroduced the bill due to the increased public awareness and use of genomic tests. Just in the past 7 years, it really has kicked off that more genetic testing has been done. And I've talked about on the show before that Angelina Jolie I wouldn't say huge, factor in that, but definitely had an influence in that in telling people that, you know, genetic counseling is available and that genetic testing is available and that, you know, the average Joe really can, you know, have some of this done. And so that they can be more educated on things and make decisions based on their genetics and based on their own body. And so as the tools of personalized medicine, including genetic testing, have become both less expensive and more powerful. So you've got kind of that dual effect going on. So because it costs less money, more people are going to be able to do it. And because it's more powerful, it's more worth it to do it. And calls for expanded oversight of the field have intensified. So it really is becoming this hot field right now in genetics, and particularly in the area of DTC genetic testing. Since 2006, the potentials of personalized medicine have really been proposed by Obama and seen as a pressing issue that research should be changed now towards personalized medicine. And so this act was very similar to the initiative now, the Genomics and Personalized Medicine Act back that he introduced in 2006 is very similar to the initiative, Precision Medicine Initiative, that he is proposing now. And the act back in 2006, its aim was to realize the promise of personalized medicine by expanding and accelerating genomics research to improve the accuracy of disease diagnosis and to increase the safety of drugs and to identify novel treatments. So I can go over kind of quickly the key provisions of the act. And one was to establish the Genomics Personalized Medicine Working Group to expand and accelerate genetics and genomics research and translate research into clinical and public health applications. So very similar to everything I've been talking about before of the Personalized Medicine Initiative or the Precision Medical Initiative. Other things are expanding and accelerating research programs to collect genetic and genomic data to advance the field and developing a plan for National Biobank. So again, that's a huge part of the initiative that he's proposing now of having all this information available, that there's increased recruitment and retention of trainees in genetics and genomics. That's not something I saw that he mentioned, but that could have been kind of something that wasn't really highlighted. Also to improve the safety, efficiency, and availability of information about genetic tests and improve the oversight and regulation of genetic testing. So a lot of these things are very similar. I will post the actual act that is available online, which is pretty cool. So I'll post that on my show doc. That's at dnapodcast.com. I'll also post the official fact sheet of President Obama's Precision Medicine Initiative that's on the White House website. And I'll include some other links to comments on all of that I was able to talk about a little bit today. So that's a lot of information, but I thought it was really important to talk about how this is really, you know, Obama's talking about this. This is obviously a huge deal, and personalized medicine is something that I think I will always be talking about on this show. So without even trying, I'll end up kind of following up on this issue, and I'll definitely look into it and see kind of where it's at and everything. But that wraps up today's episode of DNA Today. You can tune in next week, Monday at 11:30 a.m. on WHUS.org or 91.7 FM to learn more about genetics. And please, 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 I'm begging you, nominate DNA Today in the Podcast Awards. You can support the show by going to podcastawards.com. Scroll down on the left side of the column. The box is too general, not science, but general, because science is a little bit more competitive. So I'm going to go for the easier one. And the name of the show is DNA Today. Website is dnapodcast.com. You're going to need that information if you're going to nominate me. Then you scroll down, type your name, email in, make a comment if you're feeling super generous, and click submit. That's all you have to do. And if the show gets nominated, then I'll bother you to vote, but that comes later. Only if I get nominated, so that's your role right there. And you too, Annika and Carly, get on there, nominate your roomie. If you want to learn more about genetics, you can visit dnapodcast.com, follow on Twitter at dnapodcast. Follow me on Twitter if you're interested in mostly genetics, but other podcasting stuff and some other nerdy things, at KIRADINEEN. That's at Kira Dineen. And emails, love emails. If you want to learn more about podcast awards, I can definitely tell you about that. Genetics, too, is something I talk about. info@dnapodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next week, again, Monday at 11:30 a.m., to learn and discover new advances in the world of genetics.